This is Goddess Lycia, and you are listening to Always Pandy's Hypno, an erotic hypnosis session that will make you completely replace your boy underwear with female panties, and you will be compelled to wear female panties each and every day. This session will also make you do other girly things on a regular basis, such as getting your legs waxed, getting pedicures, and wearing pantyhose. You will develop these feminine habits and you'll feel very good about fully integrating them into your life. This is what you want, and I am here to help facilitate a smooth transition to a more fulfilling lifestyle. Before listening to this session, make sure that you have 30 minutes of uninterrupted time to yourself in a quiet environment. If possible, I recommend wearing a comfortable pair of noise-canceling headphones, but you can listen however you like. I also recommend wearing a pair of female panties. Make sure that you're either sitting or lying down in a relaxed position and that you're prepared to give yourself over to the sound of my voice and my instruction. Naturally, you want to take advantage of this opportunity with me by falling as deeply as possible into an altered state where you will be highly suggestible and eager to accept enjoyable new behaviors into your life. Once your body is situated in the most comfortable position possible, be sure that your eyes are closed and take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. That's right, just like that. Every time you breathe in, the oxygen going to your brain helps you to further relax, which is what you deeply desire. Continue to breathe at a comfortable, steady pace, enjoying the flow of air moving through your body as the sound of my voice gently vibrates the atoms and molecules of your body. Maybe there is the sound of flowing water somewhere in the background, or a soft breeze blowing the leaves around. Maybe there is a distant melody that brings an extra feeling of serenity to the atmosphere. You just somehow become more and more relaxed with every syllable I say. Deeper and deeper all the time. Whenever I say the word deeper, a calmness takes over your body more fully. And whenever I say the word blank, anything that might seemingly be going on in your conscious mind is automatically erased, leaving you blank and empty, like a dry erase board with nothing on it. And the longer you listen to my voice, the more I am speaking exclusively to your subconscious mind. My words become less and less intelligible on a conscious level, but they are being very deeply absorbed into your innermost workings. All of the information I feed you will be cemented into your subconscious mind and take a profound effect on your daily life and behavior. So deep, so relaxed, so submissive and obedient. Good. Speaking of dry erase boards, I want you to imagine that you are standing right by one, holding a dry erase marker in your hand. Just imagine it best you can, that you're standing next to a dry erase board with a marker in one hand and an eraser in the other hand. I'm going to have you write some numbers down on the board, and after you write each number, you will erase it. And each time you erase a number, you will automatically be triggered into a deeper state of trance. By the time you are done writing, you will be more deeply entranced and highly suggestible than you ever imagine possible, and I will have complete control over your body and mind. You will be eager to accept my information and take on new thought patterns and behaviors as a result. Start with the number 5. Just write the number on the center of the board and make it either medium or large in size. Make sure you imagine your hand writing the number, and then imagine the completed number having been written. Notice the shape and what it represents, and then use your eraser to rub it out completely. As you erase the number, you fall deeper into a blank state of trance. You become more like a puppet through which I act, and less able to formulate any coherent thoughts or sentences of your own. This is just the way the numbers work, and the way things must be. Then write the number 4. Visualize or imagine the action as best you can, and once you have finished writing it, erase it fully and completely. Watch it disappear. Feel yourself going deeper and deeper into a blank state of trance. The deeper you fall, the better you feel. You might even begin to feel a sort of blissful, euphoric sensation taking over your body and mind, causing your cells and molecules to dance with each other, along with the soothing vibration of my velvet voice. Becoming more relaxed with every syllable I say, and allowing your subconscious mind to open to me like a blooming flower, as the numbers propel you into a pleasant, altered state. 3. Write the number 3 on the board. It's kind of fun to write. It's just a couple of curves, sweetness. Kind of a sweet number when you think of it like that. And you are only able to think the thoughts that I feed you. By this point, as you erase the number 3, I control your body and mind. I create thoughts, emotions, feelings, and sensations within you. I also control your actions. You are now literally a puppet through which I act for me to rewire and program to my will. And it feels so good to just let go, to not have to care about a thing, because Goddess Lycia is controlling everything for you, and you only need to relax and obey. Now write the number 2. By now, you are so blank and empty, so comfortably suggestible. My words sound like another language as far as your conscious mind is concerned. A beautiful language that is completely incomprehensible. Once the number 2 has been erased completely, I want you to go to the lower right-hand corner of the board and write the word deeper. Feel yourself write it and imagine it having been written. Then erase it. Now go to the lower left-hand corner of the board and write the word blank. Feel it, see it, or just imagine the best that you can, and then erase it completely. Now go to the upper left corner of the board and write, I love panties. And then erase it. Good. And now in the upper right corner, write, I feel girly. And then erase it. Perfect. Now back at the center of the board, write the number 1. We're almost there, sweetness. almost completely absorbed into the abyss. It's a simple number, and it's just as easy to erase as it is to write. So just watch it appear and disappear as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. So deep, so relaxed, so eager to obey my every command and fall into the most profound state of trance humanly possible. More deeply entranced than you ever imagined any human being could possibly go. I'm going to have you write one last number, which isn't really a number, but you will not need to erase it, so you can put the eraser down. I want you to write a big zero on the board, just the oval shape of a zero, nice and big on the center of the board, and go over it a few times with the marker so that it's nice and thick. Good, that's right. Round and round and round, a nice thick zero for you to stare into. Yes, sweetness, stare into it now as it spins in a clockwise motion. Round and round and round on the board, like it's an animation meant to captivate your eyes and mesmerize your mind. All it does is spin, and spin is all it needs to do before the entire surrounding world becomes an indecipherable blur, and all that exists in the world anymore is you and the spinning zero, which right now sucks you completely into itself so that your entire body disappears into the other side of the abyss within the abyss, where you are not in front of the board or behind the board, but rather in a whole new dimension beyond reality, where there is only the nothingness directed by the sound of my velvet voice, and then the sudden, acute awareness of soft, silky, feminine fabric gripping you between the legs and causing immense sexual arousal. Welcome to the other side, sweetness. Deep sleep. Now that I have you here in the abyss within the abyss, all of the information I feed you will be deeply embedded and irrevocably stamped into your subconscious mind, and it will all take a very profound effect on your life and behavior. You feel the panties on your body right now, regardless of the fact that you are currently immobile. I control your sensations and actions, and without moving at all, you can feel the silky fabric on your genitals, almost as if it's gently sliding back and forth, a soft caress that is barely detectable, but definitely present. Feel how the panties seem to be gently teasing your most sensitive area, causing you to stiffen between the legs, and causing a feeling of euphoric submission to soar through your entire body. It's such a nice sensation. This is how wearing panties makes you feel. You feel euphoric and aroused. And when you wear them throughout the day, you feel more balanced and functional. When you wear panties during your daily tasks, you carry an overall sense of well-being, and you complete your tasks with more ease and clarity than if you were not wearing panties. This is simply the way things are. It doesn't require explaining. You are thankful for the fact that something so simple can make you feel so good, to the point where your quality of life is significantly improved and you become an overall more successful person. Not everyone has been given such a gift, but you have, and you are eager to learn and use its full potential. Panties are practically magical with how they work for you in your life. You want to wear them every single day, because when you do, you are carried by that magic. You must have enough panties to last a full week without having to be washed, so you need at least 7 pairs, though you are more than welcome to have a larger collection. It's just that 7 pairs of panties is the least amount you are able to have. Any less would be an impossible gap that must be filled as quickly as possible and maintained consistently and with care. When your panties get holes or tears in them, or when you sense they're getting old, you must replace them with brand new panties, which you will love just as much as those which have expired. Feel Anna's sweetness. Feel the truly amazing effect that wearing panties has on your life. Notice how wonderful they feel on you right now. And understand, on the deepest level possible, that boy underwear has the exact opposite effect on you. That's right. While wearing female panties enhances your overall sense of well-being and increases your level of success in all areas of your life, wearing boy underwear puts you in a foul mood and causes you to be unmotivated and prone to making errors. You find boy underwear unattractive to look at and uncomfortable to the touch, and that feeling is growing right now at this very second. The feeling of strong distaste for icky boy underwear. The knowledge that your dresser drawers are tainted with such unsightly and awkward material makes you shudder. How have you let this gone on for so long? I cannot believe it, and neither can you. Throwing out all your boy underwear is now your primary goal. Deeper and deeper into a trance. Every time you finish listening to this session, you will be compelled to discard at least 1 pair of boy underwear. My words are your reality. You will throw them in the garbage and never touch them again. Goddess Lycia controls your mind. You will continue disposing of them until you have none left. You must obey Goddess Lycia. The thought of ever buying another pair of boy underwear disgusts you. More deeply entranced than ever before. You will go out of your way to avoid owning any boy underwear whatsoever. More highly suggestible with every syllable I say. Freeing yourself of boy underwear will take a tremendous load off your life. You love to obey my every command. You are looking forward to finally ridding yourself of this tremendous burden. It already feels so good. You must wear female panties every day. So good when you are wearing panties. All that exists is the sound of my voice. Acquiring an abundant collection of feminine panties is one of your main goals. Very submissive and very horny. Maintaining a beautiful panty collection is one of your main hobbies. Always deeper under my spell. The feel of panties on your skin is one of the best feelings in the world. Rewiring and programming your mind to my will. Wearing silky, feminine fabrics makes your clitty hard. Very girly and very obedient. You love rubbing yourself over your panties. Your clitty is twitching with pleasure right now. You refer to your masturbation as diddling. Blank and empty, empty and blank. Good girl. so deeply entranced and continuously fall deeper with every syllable I say. And this is just the effect that my voice has on you. And each time you listen to this session, you will fall deeper than the time before, more easily than the time before. And each time you listen, all of my suggestions will take a more profound effect on the way you think and behave. You just love listening to the sound of my voice. It is the voice of hypnosis and the voice of feminization. It is the voice of silky fabrics and drippy clitties. Just hearing the sound of my voice makes you want to get your legs waxed and put on pantyhose and get pedicures, which are all things that you feel highly compelled to do on a regular basis from this point forward. You must make sure that your legs are as smooth and hairless as possible at all times. You can use any hair removal technique that you're comfortable with, including shaving, waxing, and depilatory creams. You might even consider laser hair removal. Either way, having girlishly smooth legs is a feeling you absolutely love, whereas leg hair is something that you abhor with every fiber of your being. You are obviously addicted to wearing panties, and panty wearing goes hand in hand with smooth legs. Even a doctor would agree, so trying to question the logic will always prove to be completely pointless. Just wear panties and keep your legs smooth. It's really simple. You must get pedicures once per month, every 4 to 6 weeks. This means that you must find a salon and make appointments and get your footsies bathed, pampered, and painted by a beautician. You can have your toes painted a natural color, but you do need to get them painted each time. And you will absolutely adore getting your monthly pedis. First of all, it feels amazing to have your feet rubbed and caressed. But you will also find that, just like wearing panties has a magical way of improving your quality of life, having painted toes also seems to be some kind of good luck charm. Whenever you look down and notice your painted toenails, you will instantly feel both horny and happy. And as your soft, pretty feet take you throughout the day, there will be an extra spring to your step, kind of like you're walking on air. And the best way to celebrate your smooth, hairless legs and soft, painted footsies is by allowing them the luxury of being encased by a silky pair of pantyhose. You do love wearing pantyhose. If you didn't before, you do now. You must own at least 3 pairs of pantyhose, and you must wear pantyhose for at least 1 full day out of each week. Nobody has to know that you're wearing pantyhose if you wear them under other clothing. You feel perfectly confident about wearing pantyhose for a full day. And whenever you read, hear, write, or say the word pantyhose, your clitty literally throbs between your legs. You actually feel a strong throb sensation in your clitty each and every time you hear, read, write, or say the word pantyhose. And whenever you hear, read, write, or say the word panties, you are compelled to touch both of your nipples at the same time. You must touch your nipples each and every time, no matter where you are or who you're with. You can touch them over your clothing, or if you're around other people and want to be discreet, you can turn away for a moment in order to touch your nipples. But the word panties forces you to touch them, preferably with 2 fingers from each hand. If possible, you will rub your nipples in a circular motion for at least a few seconds every time you touch them upon hearing the word panties. hear it, or say it, or write it, or read it, the word panties, without touching your nipples, is both incorrect and impossible. Your body and brain are wired so that it is simply the natural order of things. More important than anything in the world, however, is your extreme biological need to remove all boy underwear from your home and from your life. Right now, I am rewiring you on the deepest level possible. I am working within the innermost recesses of your subconscious mind, where all of my information and instruction is being strongly stamped and fully implemented into your natural thought and behavior processes. So when I say that you absolutely detest boy underwear and that you cannot wait to get these deplorable items out of your life, it automatically becomes 100% true. You are likely to throw out any and all boy underwear that might still be in your home immediately after you initially listen to the session. But in the rare case where that might not be, the only other option is throwing out at least one pair after each listen until they are all eradicated from your life. You can simply throw them in the garbage, or you can burn them, or you can shred them. However it's done, it will be done. And it is psychologically impossible for you to ever invest in any more. Hate is a strong word, but you'd go so far as to honestly profess that you hate owning and wearing boy underwear. Other people can wear them, and you might not be so bothered by that. But when it comes to you, what you choose to keep in your drawers and to adorn your body with, boy underwear is out of the question. They have no place in your home or on your skin. Conversely, one of the greatest pleasures in your life is selecting, purchasing, and wearing soft feminine panties. You love girly panties of all kinds, including thongs, bikinis, and the classic high-cut type. You adore the sensual fabrics from which panties are made, including satin, silk, nylon, spandex, and the softest of cottons. You have a deep appreciation for panty designs, whether they are with or without patterns or other graphics, and you especially like bra and panty sets that match. You will make sure to own at least 3 matching bra and panty sets, and you will feel comfortable wearing a bra and panty set at least once per week. Panties absolutely must be worn each and every day, and you will find yourself wanting to wear bras much more often than once per week. It's just that once per week is the bare minimum for how often you must include a matching bra. The only time you will not be wearing panties is when you shower, or when you need better access to your private parts for a short period of time. Otherwise, you will always be wearing them, even for sleep. The more often you wear panties, the better. You will find that you are much more efficient at work now that you wear panties to the workplace, and that you exercise for longer periods of time when you wear fitness panties. Every aspect of your life will be improved as a direct result of your panty wearing. You know this and believe it with every fiber of your being. Anyone who would argue is unintelligent and uninformed about the reality of the situation, and you are both intelligent and informed, which makes you a perfect candidate for a new and improved lifestyle. Now, while I still have you in a deep sleep, I'm just going to say a series of sentences. After each sentence I say, you will repeat it out loud. Once you repeat the sentence out loud, the information will be fully embedded into your mind, and upon waking from your trance state, will take an immediate effect on your thoughts and your behavior. Starting now. I must get rid of all my boy underwear. Boy underwear is not intended for me to wear. I will never again buy myself boy underwear. I must buy more feminine panties. Feminine panties were made for me to wear. My life is better now that I always wear panties. I must wear panties every day. I can hardly wait to get rid of the boy underwear in my house. Good, that's right. You are finally free from any conflict you might have previously experienced about the type of underwear you can have in your drawers and on your body. The answer is simple. You can only own and wear female panties, and will go to the ends of the earth to avoid owning or wearing masculine underwear ever again. This is final. It is set in stone. You have been taken beyond the threshold which has formerly kept you from this newfound enlightenment. This is the most advanced panty hypnosis session you have ever experienced, and it is absolutely life-changing. You will find your life changed for the better, I promise. You will write to me and let me know when all the boy underwear has been eliminated from your home, because you will be both proud of yourself and grateful to me, and I am truly excited to hear from you. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. If you are ready to drift off into a comfortable sleep for the night, then each number I say will bring you closer to that state. If you still have more of the day left to be awake, then each number I say will bring you closer to that state. Whether you wake from this trance in a moment, or after a good night's rest, you will wake feeling better than you felt in years. You will be balanced, highly functional, and in a very positive frame of mind. You will also find yourself taking immediate action regarding your new goals and improved lifestyle. Counting now. 1. Closer to whichever state you're moving towards. 2. Oh my gosh, you feel so good. And 3. There you go. You are now exactly where you need to be. Hope to hear from you soon, sweetness. Bye-bye.